Yes, the debut, Neighborhood Love Radio. Thank you so much, loved ones, for coming by. My name is Johnny Scott Gramercy. I will be your selector this evening. Thank you for coming by. This is the debut show, Neighborhood Love Radio, soul, funk, roots, a little bit of reggae, a little splash of this and that. And all told through the streets of Los Angeles and beyond. Yeah. My guest tonight in the chair is the man himself, Else.
Hi, good to see you again, John.
Oh, what's going on, man? And Else come by. He, I guess we could call us partners or extension.
I would definitely say that we are an extension and a partner on this thing, man. I think It's great. I always love what you do, so I'm really happy just to be on board. Mm.
Let's hear some more going from Los Angeles, starting off the set. Thank you so much, loved ones. Neighborhood love. Shuggie Otis. He's playing. He's got a show upcoming at the El Rey Theater, April 29th. Strawberry Letter 23. You might know that from the version done by the Brothers Johnson. First tune you heard was Orgone, LA's own Orgone, with Overtime. That was off of their Cali Fever record out in 2010 on Ubiquity Records. Got a couple of other songs for you. Lee Fields and the Expressions out of New York. Faithful Man. This is the bare bones version. This is an interesting version. Keeps You Running by the Doobie Brothers off of the Taking It to the Streets record. That was originally out in 1976 on the Warner Brothers label. Doobie Brothers, they're rolling through Los Angeles in June. But no Michael McDonald on this one, so, you know, take that for what it's worth. Prior to that, we heard Faithful Man, the bare bones version from Lee Fields and the Expressions. That was from his Faithful Man. That was a single out last year. Truth and Soul. Yeah.
That sounded great, too.
Yeah. He's a great cat. He's, like, been around for a long time, but I guess sort of, from what I hear, like, sort of forgot music for many years. And I think it was Daptone originally dug him up and set him up with the band and said, hey, you want to make music again? And he's just back in full force.
Yeah, it sounded great.
Great, just great comeback story. The guy's been recording since 1962. And
damn, finally got his chance to step up. Huh? Yeah. That's great.
Hey, if you want to go see him, he's at the Troubadour on April 17th. Yeah. Before that, we heard Sugi Otis, son to the great Johnny Otis, Strawberry Letter at number 23. And guys played with Etta James and many others, Dr. John. He's also playing coming up too at the El Rey Theater, April 27th. Think that record was Freedom Flight in 1969, and I think he was 18, 19 when that came out.
Damn.
Yeah, and music royalty, prodigy. We started off the set with Los Angeles' own Orgone with Overtime. And yeah, else, what's going on, dude?
You know, man, just doing it out there, hustling and grinding, trying to make things happen. I feel like I'm making a little bit of headway.
Why don't you tell the loved ones a little bit about neighborhoodlove.com?
Absolutely. You know, it's something that was in my mind for a few years, and I kind of brought it together. And the idea was putting a website together that really kind of celebrated all the different neighborhood cultures that I've been coming across, doing artwork and murals in different neighborhoods. And I felt like everyone has love for their own neighborhood and have things that are unique to their neighborhood. And I wanted to, like, you know, be able to have a place to highlight that and showcase it and kind of bring us all together. So it's been kind of a labor of love in a way. And I feel like there's a lot of kind of some negative attention these days, maybe the internet or what, maybe we're just this this era of haters. And I really, you know, I wanted to do something positive and kind of have a positive message. And I felt like Neighborhood Love was that thing. So I'm real happy to kind of, you know, get this thing going.
So if I was to go in the gallery section, for example, at neighborhood-love.com,
We have a couple drop-down menus. So there's like street art, graffiti art, there's neighborhoods, like actual pictures of neighborhoods. I want people, you know, there's, and this is going to grow. It's really only been running for like 3 weeks, but I really want it to grow and become something organic. And I really wanted to, you know, to be able to showcase a lot of different things. So,
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm a true child of Los Angeles, you know, and I've lived everywhere from like Tujunga all the way down to Englewood.
Know this.
Yeah, and everywhere in between.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, some of my best memories were really of nothing necessarily going on, you know, just like hanging on the stoop. And
that's it.
Or I remember in Englewood, like these dudes like all working on a truck. They're all like under the hood.
Yeah, yeah.
And they had a little ghetto boombox playing War, and that was when I was a kid.
Nice.
And, yeah, exactly right. Just having a good lunch somewhere, soaking up the neighborhood.
You know,
it's important.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And it's funny you should say lunch, too, because one of the things that I was very adamant about wanting to carry is write-ups about different food spots, like people's favorite hood spots in their neighborhoods. So, you know, they could see that.
Sure. Hey, let's get back to a little bit of music. I'm going to play the Lions, This Generation. They're from Los Angeles. And here we go. Thank you, loved ones.
The top is heavy and bender. crying for their young, swallowed up by the sea. This poem shall say nothing new. This poem shall speak of time, time unlimited, time undefined. This poem shall call names, names like Lumumba, Kenyatta, Nkrumah, Hannibal, Atherton, Malcolm, Garvey, Haile Selassie. This poem is vexed about apartheid, racism, fascism, the Ku Klux Klan, riots in Brixton, Atlanta, Jim Jones. This poem is revolting against first world, second world, third world, division, man-made decision. This poem is like all the rest. This poem will not be amongst great literary works, will not be recited by poetry enthusiasts. It will not be quoted by politicians or men of religion. This poem is knives, bombs, guns, blood, fire, blazing for freedom. Yes, this poem is a drum, Ashanti, Ma, Igbo, Yoruba, Naya Bingi warriors, Yohuru, Yohuru, Namibia, Yohuru, Yohuru Sweto, Yohuru Africa. This poem will not change things. This poem needs to be changed. This poem is a rebirth of a people, a rising, awakening, understanding. This poem speaks, is speaking, have spoken. This poem shall continue even when poets have stopped writing. This poem shall survive, you, me. It shall linger in history, in your mind, in time, forever. This poem is time, only time will tell. This poem is still not written. This poem has no point. This poem is just a part of the story. This story, her story, our story. The story is still untold. This poem is now ringing, talking, irritating, making you want to stop it. But this poem will not stop. This poem is long, cannot be short. This poem cannot be tamed, cannot be blamed. The story is still not told about this poem. This poem is old, new. This poem was copied from the Bible, your prayer book, Playboy magazines, New York Times, Reader's Digest, the CIA files, the KGB files. This poem is no secret. This poem shall be called boring, stupid, senseless. This poem is watching you trying to make sense from this poem. This poem is messing up your brains, making you want to stop listening to this poem. But you shall not stop listening to this poem. You need to know what will be said next with this poem. This poem shall disappoint you because this poem is to be continued. In your mind, in your mind, in your mind, in your mind.
what do we have for entertainment? Cops kicking gypsies on the pavement. Now the news has leapt to attention. Lunar landing of the dentist invention. Italian monster shoots a lobster. Seafood restaurant gets out of hand. Car in the fridge, a fridge in the car. Like cowboys do in TV land. Get out the door. It's no good for man to work in cages. Hit the town. He drinks his wages. Your friend, your sweat. But did you notice you ain't getting your friend, your sweat? But did you notice not getting anywhere? Don't you ever stop long enough to start? Take your car out of that gear. Don't you ever stop long enough to start? Get your car out of that gear. Call the mops, a fire at Engels. Came to the ticket at the 7-Eleven. Mops was skin, but he had sense. Engels lent him the necessary pence. What do we got? Yeah. What do we got? Yeah. What do we got? Magnificent. What do we got? Luther King and Mahatma Gandhi went to the park to check on the game, but they was murdered by the other team. Went on to win 50 mil. You can be true, you can be false. You'll be given the same reward. Socrates and Milhouse Nixon both went the same way through the kitchen. Plato the Greek or Tintin, who's more famous to the billion millions? Who's Flash? Vacuum cleaner sucks up Budgie.
The Clash, Magnificent Seven from the Sandinista record, 1980. Prior to that, we heard Uta Baruka and the Observers, Under Tight Wraps Meets This Poem, one of my favorite jams from 2007. Jamaican dub poet Muta Baruka. Before that, we heard Wild Bell, the band. Their debut record is newish, out this year on Columbia Records. That tune was called Keep You.
And now, is that newish with a long SH at the
it
end?
It is, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know. Good to
it's
know.
A little emphasis. they're a brother and sister duo from Chicago. And of course, we started off with the Lions, Los Angeles' own The Lions, This Generation, from their album called This Generation, out on Stone's Throw Record. Also newish. Yeah. The Lions, right now, to me, at least currently, are the sound of Los Angeles.
So keep your ears
sort
out.
Of, yeah, just sort of an underground soul and ska all star band, I guess. You know, like they got this cat called Malik Moore. He's the one who sang the verses. Mm-hmm. Sweet voice. They got Dustin and Alex from Hepcat.
Yeah, this guy's been around forever.
Yeah, for sure. They got Dan and Sergio from Orgone. They're playing, too. Where are they playing? They're playing the April 26th at the Nokia. Oh, and they're playing a bunch of shows after that. Well, they're from here. So, you know.
They better. Yeah. Better be putting in that work.
That's right. And let me see. So this is a pretty sharp sticker, man.
Thank you.
Yeah. Is this a genuine photo of one of your graffiti
That
pieces?
Is a genuine photo of one of my walls. I'm real happy with the new stickers. I have to thank my friend Matt Beard over at G2 Printing, man. He really hooked it up.
I was going to say the colors are super bold.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. You know, I'm real happy with it. And, oh, if anyone is interested in getting free Elster stickers or free Neighborhood Love stickers too, contact us on the website at neighborhoodlove.com, and I will be more than happy to send it out there, get it to you, put it in your hands, and you can do what you want. Put it up or keep it.
Neighborhood-love.com.
You got it.
And yeah, spend some time around there. Check out some of the pictures. If you, I think I could speak for else as well, like whether it comes to this show, which is just probably the first, I'm sure there'll be others, but the first musical extension of this, of the website.
Absolutely.
Feel free to hit us up to let us be your conduit. If you have photos, if you have musical suggestions, stories, or whatever, you know, basically the site and this show is just all about your environment, you know? And yeah. If we're talking about...
That's right.
Yeah, if you're living off if you're in Pittsburgh, if you're in Hemet, you know?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Probably be high then.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
Oh, that's
you,
true.
After you come down, you know, like, you know, just hit a check out and feel free to submit content. You know, this is not exclusive. This is, you know, by us for a situation.
Yeah, that's right. I think that's great too, man. You know, that's one of the reasons I'm glad that we're doing this thing. And, you know, I mean, obviously, it's more you than me, but I'm glad to be a part of it.
Yeah, excellent. Thank you. What do you got coming up? What's next on the painting agenda?
On the painting agenda, you know, I'm going to be in New York City in June, mm-hmm. and I'm going to be painting with some...
Humid.
Yeah. No, actually, you know what? They're telling me that the weather's going to be real nice, so I'm looking forward to doing a nice production out
there.
Yeah,
they're trying to get you out. That's what mm-hmm. they're going to tell you.
And... Just so you know, I plan on incorporating in a Neighborhood Love radio in there.
Oh, that's awesome. In the piece.
Yes, yeah. In the actual wall.
Cool. I'm looking forward to the photos. Hey, let's get a little bit back into some tunes. I'm going to start you off with Boondigga. The band is called Fat Freddy's Drop. They're from New Zealand. Boondigga. And their album's called Dr. Boondigga and the Big BW. Right after that, we're going to hear one of my favorite new bands called Rye. The tune will be called 3 Days. They're out on the Innovative Leisure label. I'm going to wrap it up with my other favorite new artist, James Blake. Thank you, loved ones.
those misses within me. Stealing kisses in those bloody sheets. I'm killing you. I'm killing you. Stealing kisses in those misses within me. Stealing kisses in those bloody sheets.
Show me where you fit.
James Blake. Great new artist. He was he originally started more in the dubstep world, but now I'd say he's got a little bit more in common with like D'Angelo or Stevie Wonder. Before that, we heard Rye, great new band, new record. The song is called 3 Days, and the record is called Woman That's on an Innovative Leisure. A couple producer guys from Denmark's Boom Clap Bachelor group. And the album's out now. They're playing April 20th at the El Rey. And prior to that, of course, we heard Fat Freddy's Drop from New Zealand with Boondigga. Yeah.
What was that last one we just heard again?
That was James Blake. The song is called Retrograde. And his newest record, I think it's out now. It's just recently out, called Evergrown. And it's on Polydor Records.
I'm going to peep that myself. That was nice.
For sure. It's just like fat and deep and like it's layered, but not complex.
Nice. Very professional. So you put it together.
Yeah. This has been Neighborhood Love Radio. The debut episode, and we got so much coming up in the works. We got obviously more music, new and old, roots music from everywhere, artist guests, cultural guests. We'll be talking about events. We'll have interviews and a thing or two.
That's it, man. Yeah. We're doing lots of things.
Recipes.
We will stay grinding and bringing you the best product we can.
Yeah, from the shiny to the grimy, right?
That's it, baby. The shiny to the grimy.
Thank you so much, loved ones, for tuning in. Radio Sanch, Neighborhood Love Radio, episode 1.
There it is.